Hachette Audio presents Cross the Line, written by James Patterson, read by Ryan Vincent Anderson and Peter Bradbury.
Prologue. A Death on Rock Creek.
1. He changed identity like many warriors do before battle. He called himself Mercury on nights like these. Dressed in black from his visor helmet to his steel-toe boots, Mercury had his motorcycle backed up into a huge rhododendron bush by the Rock Creek Parkway south of Calvert Street. He sat astride the idling bike and cradled a U.S. Army surplus light detection and ranging device. He trained the LIDAR on every vehicle that went past him, checking its speed. 45 miles an hour, on the money. 44. 52. Routine stuff. Safe numbers. Boring numbers. Mercury was hoping to see a more exotic and inflated figure on the screen. He had good reason to believe a bloated number like that would appear before this night was over. He was certainly in the right place for it. Built in the 1920s, Rock Creek Parkway had been designed to preserve the natural scenic beauty of the area. The winding four-lane road ran from the Lincoln Memorial north through parks, gardens, and woods. It was 2.9 miles long and split in northwest D.C. Beach Drive, the right fork, headed northeast, deeper into the park. The parkway itself continued on to the left and curled back northwest to the intersection with Calvert Street. 43 miles an hour, according to the LIDAR display. 47. 45. These numbers were not surprising. The parkway was on the National Register of...